I just want to update you that we're making tremendous progress on our challenge that we have going on right now, a $50,000 challenge. We've suspended our long fundraising breaks so that we can bring you extensive coverage of COVID-19. We have a $50,000 challenge through 5 this afternoon from our board member, Kathy Ward and George Ward. They're collaborating this. We have 130 members to go by 5 o'clock. So if you're in a financial position to support us right now, to even increase your gift, if you could do that or make an additional contribution right now, I would deeply appreciate it. We have $1 million to raise by Friday so that we can keep our budget afloat here. We can keep our staffing current at KPCC and AirTalk. 866-888-5722, 866-888-5722, or the AirTalk page, or kpcc.org, to make your contribution there. If you are a student who is home right now, and that's pretty much every student as I understand it, I'd like to hear how you are organizing your education. What is your school doing? What are you working on to further your education, even though you're in the house? And it doesn't matter what grade level you're at. If you're an elementary school student, middle school student, high schooler, if you're a college student, I'd like to hear right now how you're managing your continuing education in the wake of the suspension of your classes. 866-893-5722. That's 866-893-KPECC. If you're a parent who is working with your child's school to try and get the educational process underway at home, what are the things that you're doing to do that? 866-893-KPECC or our AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Joining me now from the University of Southern California, Professor of Clinical Education, Margot Pinceval. Thank you very much, Professor Pinceval, for joining us. What are some important things for parents and students themselves to keep in mind in trying to not get off track educationally?
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. I think that there's no doubt that parents at home don't need to feel the pressure of replicating what goes on in schools. But I think that there are lots of really valuable things that can happen through learning and working together in the home setting that can really keep kids from the great fear that kids fall behind. I think, you know, talking, listening, reading, writing, all those things, as long as they're happening, I think kids are moving ahead. They're incredible sponges. I walked out of my house today and I said, that worm is in front of my door. I wonder why. So if we think about science questions, if we think about environmental questions, we are an age of technology, and while not every household has technology, there are amazing inquiries that kids can involve themselves in, and they can have the freedom to do that. So I think there's just so many things that parents can facilitate for their children that can be exciting and fun.
Professor, you know, one of the things with the homeschooling families that I've noticed is a lot of what they do is out in the world. It's very interactive, hands-on. I envy a lot of the things that homeschooled kids get exposed to just because of what can be a very enriched environment. But now, of course, because of people staying home, because of some of the limits of being out, at least being, you know, in close quarters with someone else, that can be limiting. Are there ways of replicating online, at least in some sense, that out in the world learning?
Oh, I think definitely. You know, there are lots of different ways that teachers teach, and the one that comes to our mind all the time is kids sitting at desks in classrooms with, like, other students talking to each other and doing schoolwork. But there's other learning formats. There's one called a webbed curriculum, and you start with a question, and the kids just keep following that web and learning more and more. That is what homeschooling generally does. I mean, I know we have objectives from lessons that go with the state curriculum and that are eventually tested. But right now, I don't think we have to worry about that as much. I think there might be some kids that are under more pressures or perceived pressures than other kids. You know, the testing's coming up in April, AP exams are coming up in May, and that may be on kids' minds. But there's no reason for them not to be able to explore and kind of go in more deeply into the kinds of things they're interested. I mean, education and that kind of inquiry is never a waste, and it just builds kids' minds.
I have very fond memories of my childhood and just my insatiable desire to learn stuff and to read stuff. I actually felt like I learned more from my own reading than I actually did in a classroom, just because my curiosity was able to drive me those afternoons sitting in the library going from stack to stack. And just, it was certainly, for me, much more fulfilling than sitting in a classroom. But I'd like to hear from you, if you're a parent or a student, what are the ways that you're trying to reorient your education with classroom instruction being suspended? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Dramatic change in education with schools suspending in-person classes, education going online or via television, or creative things that students and parents are coming up with together. We're talking with USC Professor of Clinical Education, Margot Pinceval. Let's talk with Ivy. Well, I understand you're a sixth grader at St. Monica's Elementary in Santa Monica. Ivy, good to have you with us. So what are you doing to keep up with your education?
We're doing online school. We have 30-minute classes and 10-minute breaks after classes.
All right. And so are you adapting to that, or is it tough to do it because it's so different?
It's pretty tough because it's really different. But I'm adapting, and it's getting better.
Okay. And do you still have contact with your classmates, even though you're away? Do you use social media to connect with them as much as you used to?
Yes, I can text them and FaceTime them on my laptop.
Okay. And your teachers, are in the FaceTiming that you're doing with teachers, are they instructing in the same way they would if they're standing in front of the class, or are they taking a different approach?
They're at school doing it like they would if we were there in class.
Boy, that's got to be such an adjustment for you.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Ivy James, thank you very much. I appreciate a sixth grader at St. Monica's Elementary giving a sense of how different it is in this day. Let's talk with Benjamin in Santa Monica as well. You're on Air Talk. Benjamin, you're a middle school student, I understand. So how are you transitioning?
Well, at Lincoln Middle School, we've been using an online program called Google Classroom, and it's been a real big transition because we don't get any actual instruction. Like, there's some schools are FaceTiming their teachers, but we don't do that. So it's basically just like homework for us.
Okay. And have you found it difficult at all in the early going to stay focused on it, since you're, you know, not with your fellow students and face to face with teachers? Or are you finding it's working okay?
I mean, it works okay, but it is harder to stay focused, since when you're at home, you can do so many other things. But I've tried to stay focused, and it's not that hard.
Well, you're going through the same thing that employees are going through who are working from home. It's very easy to get distracted by other stuff going on. And how are your I don't know if your parents are home or if you're home by yourself during the day, but are they relating much to the schoolwork you're doing?
Well, my parents stay home some days. My mom is a teacher too, so she has to go through the same thing as I am. But yeah, pretty much.
All right, Benjamin, I appreciate it. Fiona Ng, our senior producer, said these students are amazing. I said, of course, they're AirTalk listeners. This is what we see at our public events as well. Extremely well-spoken and in the know students. Benjamin, I appreciate it, and good luck with Google Classroom and the transitioning that you're going through there. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Sammy in Recedo, I understand you're a high school freshman. What school do you go to?
I go to Reseda Charter High School.
All right. And so what's it like for you being home?
It's kind of harder for me to focus because we just have packets and homework and stuff. Some of the teachers are going online and helping us, but the other classes, it's a bit harder to get in touch with the teachers.
And for the teachers that you have been in touch with, does it seem like they're adapting okay, or do they seem a little stressed about this? What's your read on them?
I think everyone's a little bit flustered and a little bit trying to adapt to everything, but I feel like they're all adjusting pretty well.
And for some of your classes, are there ones that don't transition very well to online instruction? And has your school talked about how to deal with that? I don't know if you have labs or, you know, things like that are more hands-on.
Yeah, I have an engineering class, and that's a little bit harder to do at home because we have a CAD program, which not everyone can download. So we have to wait until after the break to do all of our CAD work.
Sammy, are you seeing any of your friends face-to-face or just using social media for contact?
It's a lot of social media, but I am planning to get together with some of my friends sometime.
All right, Sammy, I appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. 866-893-KPCC. Let me go back to USC Professor of Clinical Education, Margot Pinsevall. Your thoughts about these first three calls from students and how they're trying to adapt to this?
Yeah, I think they're amazing. I think that the one connection that might make the whole experience a little bit more rewarding is, if this is okay with their teachers, is they work together online. You know, I think there is this fear of isolation. Learning was never meant to be done all by yourself. We have online classes at USC in our teacher preparation program, but they're in real time. Everybody's talking to each other. They break out in small groups. And I think if the kids could get together and, like, talk about their homework together, I think it would be a better learning experience and a better social experience, and I think it wouldn't maybe be so hard to focus.
That's a great idea, and hopefully schools are able to figure out a way to accommodate that. Let's talk with Madison in Long Beach. Madison, you're an elementary school student. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Naples Bayside Academy.
Very good. And tell us a little bit about how your day has changed.
Well, like, the teacher will email our parents, and, like, their homework pages for math is blah, blah, blah. And, like, it's kind of crazy because the teacher's like, they should be learning this, and if they don't, their parents need to sit down with them and teach it. And then, like, during recess, the teacher's like, they have to go play outside, draw chalk or something.
Yeah. Yeah, blah, 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 I certainly know about, too. Madison, are you concerned at all about staying up in your studies, or do you feel like your school is getting a handle on this?
I feel like, because right now our school is under construction, so I'm kind of, like, concerned that with coronavirus and everything, that the construction workers might get sick and then the school will be canceled for even longer because they need to work even longer in construction.
Well, we'll hope that's not the case and that your school is back and operating normally. What grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
Okay, very good. Madison, thank you very much. Appreciate your calling and sharing your experience. It's wonderful to hear from students listening to AIR Talk and calling us to share what it's like doing their studies from home as their classroom instruction has been suspended. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AIR Talk page, kpecc.org. Coming up, we'll briefly talk about what it's like with preschoolers when daycare or preschool classes have been canceled and how parents can help with their particularly young ones learning. Mariana Dale, KPCC Early Childhood Education Reporter, will share some tips for parents coming up. Back in 1 minute. Hopefully it's not how students hear AIR Talk, blah, 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 blah. I hope it's more engaging than that. Great to have your calls. We're asking students particularly to join us and talk about your experience adapting to online education, being at home, and continuing your studies. But we want to briefly touch on preschoolers, KPECC Early Childhood Education Reporter Mariana Dale. Mariana, what tips do you have for parents of the littlest ones?
So some of the advice that we've already heard about, you know, establishing a routine, that also works for really little kids too. They want to know what to expect out of the day. So get up in the morning, get dressed, have your breakfast. But one of the most exciting things I heard when I was talking to experts is that really parents can make everyday activities that you have to do to maintain your household a learning experience. And so one of those examples is something like laundry. You know, we all have dirty socks, got to get those clean. And so by doing things like explaining to kids how we sort the laundry, socks from shirts or the colors, that's starting to teach kids things like classification and counting, which are really the building blocks of math. I actually just talked to a parent yesterday who her son was really excited to help out with the laundry. And so don't feel like the tasks that you do every day, like cooking and cleaning, can't be learning experiences for your little kids, because they really just want to be a part of whatever you're doing.
Yeah, Mariana, you've been doing some extensive coverage of this for preschoolers. We have a link to it on our AIR Talk page at kpecc.org. And just so briefly, what are some of the things that you're writing about?
Yeah, so things like introducing the concepts of science, technology, engineering, and math to little kids. Something you can do to talk about technology is just look at the everyday objects in your house and start conversations with children about, you know, how do you think that works? Or how do we use this in our household? Even making something like Play-Doh, we have a recipe for that, can teach kids about science, measuring, mixing, different types of chemical reactions that happen. Similar to what was said earlier, parents shouldn't be stressed out about trying to recreate what's happening in the classroom. It's just not going to happen. This is a temporary situation, and so you need to find whatever works for you and your household.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. That's KPCC reporter Mariana Dale. She covers early childhood education. Let's talk with Mateo in Beverly Wood in Los Angeles, who's a student at Geffen Academy. Mateo, thanks very much. What is your school using to continue your studies?
Hi, Larry. What we're using Google Classroom in our portal, and we're also using a little bit of Zoom, which is just in like Skype, I guess. And pretty much what we're doing is it's a lot of homework, but we have a very adaptable schedule. We have 2 office hours per week where we're expected to meet with each one of our teachers once. And we're also expected to do all our homework and do it on our own time. So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
How are you feeling about your time management? Because, you know, obviously a lot of this falls to you to make sure that you stay on task and devote enough time to it. Has that been a challenge at all, or do you feel like you're pretty good at doing that? That comes naturally.
it definitely has been a challenge, especially because a lot of my other friends, they did it the night before, because you're not really doing your homework together since we're not together. It's not like after school, we're going to stay at school for an hour and do our homework together. So it's hard to resist the temptation of video games, and because obviously this is all online.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's the same platform, right? So, yeah, that would be the temptation.
Yeah.
Mateo, what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth.
Sixth grade. Okay, very good. And Geffen, that's a middle school and high school combined? Is that right? Okay, at UCLA. Mateo, hey, we wish you all the best. Thank you for calling in. This is wonderful because I feel like I'm sort of joining each of you, and hopefully that's true for all of our listeners. We're kind of there with you and getting a sense of what this challenge, but also the opportunity is like. USC Professor Margot Pinceval, kind of inspiring to hear these students talk about what they're dealing with and how they're approaching it.
Yeah, you know, I use Zoom almost every day, and I just hope that people realize that you can have up to 49 people on the screen at the same time. Now, they get very small, but at the same time, I can't emphasize enough that social interaction and learning. I think there's so much emotion in learning, and that kids can learn from each other and talk to each other and problem solve and collaborate. I think that this is a time that really forces that to happen, and that's really great. I have to laugh when Mariana said about the Play-Doh. I had that ready to talk about today. You know, so many things parents can do at home. But when we're talking about middle school and high school kids, we know that the essence of their social life is at school. And I think the more we can find ways to bring them together, to learn together, I think this forced experience is going to be a lot more successful.
Let me share some more comments. Sarah in Koreatown is a law student. She says, we're not sure if the bar is going to get pushed from July 27th. We may be studying for far longer. We know our graduations have been canceled, but no one's saying what's happening with the bar. Sarah, that's got to be very stressful when you put these years into law school and then you don't know when you're actually going to get your opportunity to take the exam. Kay in Santa Clarita is a CalArts student. Says, we haven't gotten our new syllabi yet for the upcoming term. I'm in student government. We're planning to do a virtual arts fair for all the students to take part in while we're all apart. Kay, that's a great idea. CalArts, of course, student projects there are incredible what they're able to accomplish. Mallory in Long Beach says, I'm a Cal State Long Beach student. I'm studying to be an ESL teacher and doing a practicum right now. I'm supposed to be doing 30 hours of observation. The requirements for the course are changing, so we can't fill that requirement at this point. Mallory, thanks. And I know for those for internship, externship, practicums that require that in-person part of it, tremendously challenging to do that. And Xander in Van Nuys is a sixth grader in the Valley, says, it's hard because the teachers aren't giving us a lot of work. We have to go on a ton of different websites to get information and try and figure out what to do. And it's hard to find those instructions. Xander, we wish you the best and thank you for calling and sharing that challenge that you're having in your home-based education. My thanks to USC Professor of Clinical Education, Margot Pinceval, and KPCC Early Childhood Education Reporter, Mariana Dale. Stay tuned. Fresh Air with Terry Gross is coming up. Her guest is actor Hank Azaria. And BBC NewsHour continues with COVID-19 coverage 1 o'clock this afternoon. A'll be along with Take 2 at 2 o'clock. And, of course, All Things Considered today as well, right here on KPCC. I'm back with you tomorrow morning at 10. Stay healthy, stay well, stay calm.